Thank you, thank you. That is so much fun to play, I can't tell you. And so I've already played two pieces now that normally would end a program. I've got one more, and I think you will agree with me that this is the true piece to top all pieces that I've got. When I talked about Stephen Foster and minstrel songs at the beginning, I had a purpose for bringing up that dark underside of our relationship to native music. Compare and contrast with the 20th century's treatment of original material and native tunes. I think key is the work of Alan Lomax. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but with a lot of nods. He's an ethnomusicologist. He was an archivist for the Library of Congress for years, and he spent decades traveling first in the U.S. and then ultimately around the world recording native music, recording in the U.S. he recorded the music of Appalachia, he recorded the music of the South, he recorded a lot of music that was improvised as well. And the American composer Mason Bates, I'll talk about him in a second, was inspired by Alan Lomax, and specifically by a recording that he made in 1939 at a penal work colony. It's a recording of Dollar Mamie. It's a song that people would sing when they were all chained together trying to hoe cotton fields. And he used that as the inspiration for this piece that we're about to hear now. Now, Mason Bates, very talented, prolific American composer. I think he's in his mid to late 30s right now. He's currently the composer in residence with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. Back in 2007, he was commissioned to write this piece for the Tanglewood Festival. And in 2009, it was used as a competition piece for the Van Cliburn competition. When I read that, I almost didn't even try to learn it. It is challenging. It's complicated. I'm going to do my best here. But it is such a cool piece of music. I hope it comes out for you, and you can appreciate this. Now, being politically correct, white male of the late 20th century, early 21st century, he incorporated blues into this piece. But in deference to the originators of the blues and the source material that he is respecting, he calls it White Lies. So the name of the piece is White Lies for Lomax by Mason Bates.